Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2510, Meditation Tips for People with Too Much on Their Mind by Suzanne Falter of suzannefalter.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. This is where I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. I do my best to find the best articles online to help your day become a little bit better. And my day too, of course. So with that, let's get right to another article and start optimizing your life. Meditation Tips for People with Too Much on Their Mind by Suzanne Falter of suzannefalter.com. Meditation seems like such a peaceful, lovely, serene idea, doesn't it? And yet, if you're like me, you're a restless meditator. And yes, that's because I'm super busy all the time. You know how it is when you finally try to stop and do nothing. I find myself shifting around on my cushion, scratching my nose or my head or that impossible to reach spot in my back. There is no Zen stillness in this body, nor has there ever been. Then there are the lists that run through my head while I'm meditating, the to-dos, the things I should have said, the grocery list, the just plain marinating that goes on in this gray matter is big. And yet I've learned over the years how to actually slow down and make meditation work, even in this restless body. So I do have a regular practice, and it seriously helps with my latent anxiety. Here's why meditation is so important every day. It chills you the hell out. Really. When I don't meditate at least 5 times each week, maybe even just for 10 or 15 minutes, the day-to-day drama and my inability to cope with it seems to increase sevenfold. My work and my life just go far more smoothly when I meditate. My meditation sessions are my place to get back to myself, to reground in a new, calmer, more upbeat or relaxed reality. And they are my connection to the great beyond and whatever may be out there. It really has become the key to my serenity. And if that isn't needed now, well, when would it be? So here are some tools I've found that keep even this wildly active mind on the emptiness channel. Number one, meditate first thing. Ideally, do it before anything else. Okay, I will admit to a certain amount of news gathering in bed that goes on before I actually get up each morning, but then I do move right to the cushion in my PJs. Because if I don't, it just doesn't happen. Most likely, you won't get to it later, so better not to tell yourself you will. Number two, don't eat or drink just before meditation. The emptier your body is, the more likely you are to find that easeful place of emptiness. Don't even have a quick coffee. A little water, however, is just fine. This is also in the vein of do this first thing. Number three, remove distracting noise. Do you live in a noisy space? Well, try some earplugs or even noise-canceling headphones turned into Insight Timer or Spotify soothing playlists or Yoga Nidra. Number four, find the perfect cushion. Do you need to go out and purchase a special meditation cushion, aka a Zafu? No, though they can be fun and very comfortable. I have one that's filled loosely with buckwheat groats so it can mold to a butt rather nicely. These days, I just stack up some couch cushions and sit on them cross-legged on top of a large, firm ottoman in our living room. Put that cushion just below your butt and sit cross-legged so you don't slouch. The goal is not to be rigidly upright, but firmly supported to have an upright posture. Some people prefer a supportive chair that doesn't make you slump. Number five, time your meditation. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but timing will help your busy mind stop worrying about when your meditation ends. For this, I like to use Insight Timer. You can build your own timer with lovely choices like soothing waterfalls, rainfall, or gentle music. You even get your choice of gongs when it ends. Number six, add some timing chimes along the way. I set my timer to include a halfway chime and then 1 2 minutes before I finish. I choose a timing chime that sounds different from the chime that happens at the end. This allows me to have a general sense of how much time has passed. And for this busy mind, that really helps. Insight Timer has a lovely selection of Tibetan singing bowls and gongs to choose from. Number 7, when in doubt, use guided visualizations. After decades of meditating to absolutely nothing, I realized I had a choice. I could click on the little headphones icon on Insight Timer or scroll through the list on the Calm app and tap into 5,000 different guided visualizations. They vary wildly, but if you pick and choose, you can find some fantastic ones. There are many new meditation apps out there, as well as free meditation videos on YouTube, so have your pick. Number 8, try Yoga Nidra. I love Yoga Nidra. It's essential for calming a jumpy nervous system. This centuries-old practice is also known as yogic sleep because you lie on your back and absolutely, totally, completely relax while a gentle voice guides you to relax your thumb, relax your index finger all the way down to the tip, etc. My favorite practitioner is Julie Yogaresa's album Calm Guided Relaxation Yoga Nidra on Spotify. Her lovely accent and her timing guide you to a place of totally letting go. Available in different time lengths, but 20 minutes more Yoga Nidra program will totally get the job done. And number 9, if all else fails, meditate before bed. This is especially helpful if you have insomnia or lack sound sleep. The evening meditation helps you really let go of the pieces of the day that might keep you distracted. Think of it as a way to give your mind a clean sweep. There, you should now be on your way to a beautiful meditation. You just listened to the post titled Meditation Tips for People with Too Much on Their Mind by Suzanne Falter of suzannefalter.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Suzanne. The restlessness that she talked about with meditation is really the main reason I hear when people say that they don't like meditating. And I can attest to this firsthand. It can be pretty maddening when you try to meditate when you're busy and there's a lot going on in your head. Which is funny because that's when we often think we need to meditate the most, to find that calm when we're really overwhelmed. But that can be actually counterproductive if you go in thinking that meditation is going to solve your problems and bring you peace of mind. It doesn't work that way. The best times I've had with meditation have been when my mind was already mostly at peace, right after graduating from my master's program, when I volunteered in the Rocky Mountains before starting to work full-time. Those were times when I could make progress with meditation the most and not get frustrated. And that should be pretty obvious. There are fewer distractions, there's less anxiety, and it feels easier to let the mind settle and focus on the breath instead of going around in circles trying to solve every little problem in our heads. So I appreciate these tips from Suzanne. If you find there's a lot of clutter and cloudiness in your head and you can't get away from it, meditating first thing or right before bed is probably your best shot, along with some of the tools she mentioned. So let me know how it goes. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.